Come in. Where the hell you been?
All right. Don't get excited.
It tells you where to get a gun, where to get an abortion, how to stay out of the army, how to desert the army if you're already in it, how to sneak on the subway, where to steal food, how to go on welfare. Free legal aid, right here, man. Hey, ever see a rat? Rat in every room. Scare the shit out of your neighbors. Rats, right here. New York's new revolutionary newspaper. You ever see the rat? Oh, it's out of sight. Check it out.
Oh, far out.
Ah.
It's Jimmy Knight.
You would think that after the delusions of New England and early Texas, the urge to hunt witches would have disappeared from the Western world, but nothing of the kind. The medieval idea of witchcraft was replaced with things like race and nationality.
What can I do to help?
Thank you.
Sometimes I feel like there's nobody there.
I don't really want to bring you down at the top of the hour right there, you know. But hey, man, it's summertime, and we don't have time to be thinking about topical events like that. But here we are at top of the hour nonetheless. Jimmy Knightson in here with you, right? It's June 23rd. It's 2018. We're just putting that out there in case you're hearing this on some kind of a download replay some way. And Chesty is on some kind of a side mic.
Good evening.
And we've not even tested that level, but she's in there like a pro, folks. Sitting shotgun tonight, and yeah, that's it. It's just me. See, it's like old times. It's just me and Chesty in the saddle. Well, actually, old times would have been me and Dr. Doc Brown in the saddle, Chesty. So I don't know exactly where you fit in.
No, I take no offense. It's all right.
All right. So anyway, she's there, and people, if you're out there, you can be digging it. Chesty, give them the email. Please
email us at lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. Spell discs with a C.
Yes, that's right. We were kicking it off with Sweetwater, you know, off the Reprise label out of about 1971. We're thinking, man, we got some ping on that microphone, don't we, Chesty? And yes, Motherless Child, there it was. Okay, so that's it. That's it for the political commentary, we think. For tonight, okay? So just take that with a grain of topical salt, if you will. But it is summertime, so we're going to have to get into that kind of action. And let's just see if we can dig it over here. Yeah, over here on the turntable tonight, it is Bloodwind Pig. Right off the old crusty vinyl, folks. You're going to have to dig it.
Tired in the morning. Much too lazy in the evening time. Summer day. Much too tired. Don't pass time with me. We'll be right back.
last time with me.
You should use full power of your hands and wrists.
Shows the Lost Discs radio show.
They're the most way out collection of heads, give or take a couple, this side of a peace mark.
Bye.
Rockin' Radio.
Clumsy arranged sounds now of the Last Words on the Atlantic label, right? Covering that Who tune, right? If you're one of those casual listeners and you're out there thinking, oh, yeah, I know this song, man, but I thought it was a little hipper than this. It was the original. That was, you know, an interesting try at it there from the guys in the Last Words who we don't really know, I guess, sort of New Yorkers. See, this is times like this when we should probably have Joe Stacks on the line, but we don't. And that's our own damn fault, Chesty. I just want
sometimes Joe needs a break.
Yeah. He's got a life, man. And he's doing his thing, I guess. I don't know. You know, we'll have to catch up with him this summer at some point. But what can he tell? You know, those guys had a record on the chart, but that was off. That one did not chart. That was a deep cut from their one and only album, a mono pressing. Nonetheless, I ran into a sealed copy of the mono of that album by the Last Words. And before that, it was the guitar great Bob Summers, okay, on the Challenge label out of 1963 with Steel Guitar Rag. Okay, but I'm not. You go back and listen to that. Doesn't exactly sound like a steel guitar, right? It's kind of got that Dwayne Eddy vibe going there. And then apparently, first of all, apparently it's a live record. I don't know if I believe that. And then third of all, the audience is applauding because apparently he's bowing his guitar like with a bass bow or something. I don't know. That record, see, this is what's great about record collecting, man. It raises a lot of times more questions than it answers. And that Bob Summers record right there, folks, is an example of that. And before that, it was The Brood, also on the Atlantic label, man. Interestingly enough, that was on a 45. Love in Them There Hills by The Brood. And I just didn't even have time to look them guys up, man. That's some soul action that probably only Jason Stone over at rockandradio.com could tell us about.
That's the record from Books by the Falls?
Yeah, I found that record at a little bookstore down here for like $2. And I'm like, I'll take a chance on this. Man.
Oh, it's next to a microbrewery.
It was killer. That was a that was a killer record, right, Chesty? You're digging that.
That was a killer record.
Soul Action by interestingly enough, it's drugs. By The Brood, and you're saying that this record store is next to
Bad Sun.
Yes, the Bad Sun's microbrewery down in Derby, Connecticut, is what we're talking about right there. All right. So anyway, we kicked off that set with Bloodwind Pig on the A&M label with label. Jeez, with Summer Day. Okay, so yeah, that whole set wasn't exactly summer. I mean, people would be like, how does The Kids Are All Right fit in with summer? It doesn't, okay? this is just stuff that's laying around the studio. It's been building up. Like, we got this waxy buildup, okay? And we trying to deal with it with you folks. Okay, now, there are some emails coming in, but I've been jabbering too long to go back and look at it. But we did hear in from Wayne and Diana down in North Carolina, I think. They're listening in a hotel on some hotel Wi-Fi, and that raises more questions than it answers. A hotel where? what are you guys doing? I don't need
it's
to know what you're doing.
Summertime.
I want to know where you're at though. What's your QTH there on that, brother?
It's time for vacay.
And then I'm pretty, you know, good old Jason in Alberta, Canada, emailed in pre-show and was shooting off his mouth about trying to get us in on 5130 shortwave, and he would send us photos of his rig. You know, he's got this massive antenna on his mobile, man, where he's driving around up there at some jamboree field day thing that he was all about. So I don't know. See how many questions? Don't you have questions now? Or maybe you just don't care and you're turning us off.
You need some kind of rig out there in Alberta. That's pretty far away.
Yeah, man. He's got a four-wheeler. All right, so so it is LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com, and if you want to be in touch, and I queued this one up because I came across the record laying on a stack of 45s here by the JBs on the RCA label, just in case Chesty ended up not joining me, and I was totally a loner tonight. Yeah, it is exclusive tonight on Lost Discs Radio. I'm a loner.
No one seems to care. Up or down, all around. No one wants to know if my head is in some doubt. Round about, in or out. Yeah, well, I'm a loner. That's no fault of my own. Did you ever go solo to a show? Did you ever go solo to a show? Did
Lost Disc Radio.
Let's play some final.
Newsflash. Signals have been received from the planet Venus. These resemble sounds similar to those created by a musical instrument such as an organ. So perhaps there is life on Venus.
Better get out of here before I get killed. I'll see you later.
The Grimmy Part 2.
Grammy, that damn Grammy. You know, that's, hey man, that's the Hollywood Tornadoes, okay, with the Grammy, part two, right? I could have flipped that, played part one for you there, folks, but I think I picked the better of the two sides, man. Now, of course, we know the Tornadoes, right? The Tornadoes had a kind of a minor hit. They hit Bubbling Under with a thing called Bustin' Surfboards, which, see, most people know from, the Pulp Fiction soundtrack, I think, was used in that, right? God, that's like a 20-year-old reference now in its own. But yeah, man, I'm pretty sure that was the same guys, only they were under the name of the Hollywood Tornadoes on the Autern label. Right, because the writing credits are the same on that Grammy record as they are on the Bustin' Surf. It's the same guys, man, a bunch of studio surf guys. And you know what a Grammy is, right, Chesty?
No.
In surfing slang?
I'm not a surfer.
It's a no, but you better be up on your slang, man. If Dr. Doc Brown were here, he'd know because of his Jan and Dean connection.
And he surfs. That's what he's doing today.
He's
down at the beach.
He's pitched tent down at the beach down here. They got half-foot waves down at him and Hammonasset here in the Long Island Sound here in the southern. Yeah, Grammy is apparently a young novice beginner,
right?
Surfer, especially one who's acting like a jackass, right? He knows it all. He's in your damn way, man. You're trying to catch a wave. All right, Chesty. Before that, it was the Revels, okay, on the Impact label with Vesuvius.
Vesuvius,
right? You heard a lot about that volcano there for like weeks. We're hearing like, the volcano and these people and the town
volcano.
And it's swallowing and it's the blob. Only it's really hot and it's gonna
tornadoes, volcanoes.
Great. When was the last time you heard anything about it on the news, though? Like, okay, so what? So now what happened? Like,
it's still going on.
It's still going. It hasn't stopped. It's
going
to be like a long, we're in for the long haul here. We better stop talking about this every day. But yeah, man, not funny, I guess, for those kind of people. And before that was, man, it was the Tornadoes, straight up. Only this was the British group on the London label. Of course, yes, that was a Joe Meek production. That was Life on Venus. It was their follow-up to Telstar, right? Which was their big smash hit in like, what, 63-ish?
Yeah,
no, 62.
Find that vinyl.
Had to be earlier than that, man.
Popular.
Like 59-ish. We kicked off that set with the JB's I'm a Loner.
I like doing things alone. All
of my own, just on the RCA label with the JBs, and I don't know. I don't really know about the JBs, man. I didn't find anything out. I'm not going to take the time to, folks. You got an internet connection, don't you? Jeez. All right, so we're worried about some of the emails that came in, maybe?
Yeah. Here, I have some advice. Like yourself. Because be a loner and like yourself, because you have to spend the rest of your life with you.
Are you talking to me or is that, are you talking to our listeners?
That's for the listeners.
Right.
That's my words of advice for tonight.
All right. Well, then that applies to good old John H. Carver, who has emailed in from Mid-North Indiana. Look, he's got an actual reception report. He's got a fair signal tonight with a bit of noise on 5130 kilocycles, man, on his shortwave rig. And then here we go with... Oh, man, it's Mr. Bill.
Oh, Mr. Bill.
Boise, Idaho, saying hurrah for Lost Discs. Yeah, and he's digging it. Oh, man, he's digging it on the old Shoutcast server. He's got 77 degrees Fahrenheit down in Boise, Idaho. He's got this crusty vinyl with us turned up loud and proud. Jeez, he's making himself a pizza. He's grilling up a pizza.
Look, that sounds like the perfect night to me.
Right? He's got Boise Brewing Bomber and Bourbon Barrel-aged Brutus barrel wine? What? And Chesty has the shotgun. Yeah, that's right. He says, Chesty has shotgun and Lost Disc radio wash over me.
Aww.
Wow, he is gone. Mr. Bill is gone tonight, man. He is already there. All right, so for that kind of action, we're going to keep it moving then, I guess, because, man, it officially is summertime, and we're doing what we can. You know, for you folks, here's a record that, now this is crazy, man. Back when Alan Toussaint passed away like 4 years ago or some crazy thing. Right, great New Orleans songwriter, producer, Alan Toussaint. Right, we all know him. Chesty, he wrote that Mother-in-Law. Tiki tiki.
Sure, sure.
With the mother and the kids. And the good old Ernie K. Doe had a hit with that, man. That's Alan Toussaint kind of action. And he also wrote Get Out of My Life, Woman, which we're going to hear him doing his very self. I was looking for this record. I knew I had the 45. And it's been 4 years trying to find it now. and it's we won't even consider this to be an in memoriam thing, man. We're just going to dig it. But it is the Alan Toussaint himself, man.
Yeah. Get out of my life, woman. Get out of my life, woman. Get out of my life, woman.
Discs radio.
Lost Discs Radio,
instant replay.
Once was enough for us, thank you, Senor.
Don't love me no more.
up the ladder, woman. I've got to climb up to the top. Get off the ladder, woman. I've got to climb up to the top. Get off the ladder, woman. I've got to climb up to the top. Get out my life, woman. You don't love me no more. Get out my life, woman. You don't love me no more.
Here it is, folks.
More music, more music, more music, more music.
There's something about it, the rhythm, the beat.
Still alive.
Detroit's own The Underdogs. Right? On the Hideout Records label, yes. The Hideout Club, man, where they were like the... They were sort of like the house band at the old Hideout.
Did the Pineapple Herd play there?
Club. No, they were a New York group there, Chesty. But anyway, The Underdogs, Chesty, pay attention, man. That was off the actual 45 on the Hideout label. Yes, we splurged on that at some point. And that was the B-side, man. Surprise, surprise. Okay. Of course, neither side charted, but a regional hit there in Detroit back around 66. And the... Oh, man. Before that, it was New Haven's own, the Fuhrers.
One of the best things I learned in Connecticut was about the Fuhrers.
Yeah. Chesty and I go out to see the Fuhrers from time to time. When they still play around the New Haven area, they're playing this summer down at Cafe 9.
I think tomorrow at Cafe 9.
Yeah. Okay. That was a New Haven production there on the Elevator Music label. Shake yourself loose. Drink some juice. The best line in that song is when they say, give yourself a break. You don't have to buy everything they make. Right? Just think about it, kids. Okay? And then before that, before that, man, it was a double shot of Alan Toussaint. Right? We had him on the Bell label doing his very own Get Out of My Life Woman. We followed up with Morning Rain. Covering that tune, man. San Francisco's own Morning Rain, who was like a non-charting, tertiary group on the San Fran Bay scene. They just never made it out in the 60s there. What can I tell you? And, hey, you know, it goes without saying, we were talking about in the previous set, that Volcano record we played by the
That's why I'm thinking
Rebels,
about Pineapples.
The tornadoes we wanted to talk about, Chesty. The tornadoes that ripped through your backyard, like...
That's right. There's some natural disasters going on right here in our backyard, ripping up 100-foot-tall trees right out of the ground.
Yeah, not funny, folks.
Oh, it's not funny.
And meanwhile, you know, while the tornado's ripping, and Dr. Doug Brown, by the way, got nailed by this tornado. He's got like video of him like in his yard grabbing a bag of Doritos and a couple of beers and running into the garage with his wife and kids and the dog and everything, and like. Then the tree like fell on the building that they were hunkering down in. It's a hell of a thing. So next time we got to get Doc back on the show so we can hear how his update on that. So yeah, that's why we were spinning all that tornadoes action in the previous set, man. Okay. This is the Higher Elevation, right on the Liberty label. This is gonna make you feel good for summertime, folks. Not already feeling good about summertime. It is the Higher Elevation tonight. Exclusively on Lost Discs Radio.
At the end of every rainbow, there's a pot of wealth untold. But for me, there's no more searching. You're my rainbow and my gold. You're the calm and stormy weather, peace within the thunder roll. In my darkest hour, bringing love that lights my soul. The light in your eyes, the touch of your lips, just the mention of your name. Baby, here comes sunshine.
Baby, here comes sunshine.
Baby, there goes rain.
Baby, there goes rain.
Baby, here comes sunshine.
Baby, here comes sunshine.
Baby, no more pain. Butterflies inside. Like the breath of life, I need you. Like the river feeds the sea. Standing tall, the highest mountain is the love you bring to me. The light in your eyes, the touch of your lips, just the mention of your name. Baby, here comes sunshine.
Baby, here comes sunshine.
Baby, there goes rain.
Baby, there goes rain.
Baby,
baby, here comes sunshine.
Baby, here comes sunshine.
Baby, no more pain.
The Lost Discs Radio Show with Jimmy Knight, Chesty, Dr. Doc Brown, whoever else shows up.
I don't think that they have to live this way in order to do the things that they want. I think they ought to have certain standards that they should live up to. And I think this is important in our society.
The Insect Trust will be taking us out tonight. How about that? Right out of, well, the Hoboken, New Jersey area. Their second album, 1970, right, with Reciprocity. Yeah, and it was the Higher Elevation on the Liberty label, man, out of 1968. Some fun sunshine pop action. Well, to take you out and set you up feeling good for the summertime, folks. We do what we can around here. Hey, yes, everything came off of vinyl tonight, right? That's the way we roll for your edification. Okay, get over to rockandradio.com. You know where they continue to encourage us keeping us alive over there. It is the boss man, Randy Tibbins, with the RLT Archives Music Magazine, for example. Right? And you can always dig Jason Stone, the stepfather of soul. Folks, what are you waiting for? He's right there available to you. Stepfather his very self. And of course, the electrophonic sounds of Brian Phillips. This can all be had for you at rockandradio.com. That's when you're not over at our site. LostDiscsRadio.com. Again, you gotta always spell the word discs with a C. That's how come you can never find it. Spelling it wrong, man, all these years. Hey, thanks for checking in, folks. Hey, thanks to the guys in the chat room who I could not chat with tonight. Man, all the guys over at Area 51, thanks, Cause. And thanks, Chesty.
Thank you.
You know, for sitting shotgun. And we'll roll a little after-hours action here, folks. We'll catch you next time around. Good night, Weasley Steve. Wherever he is.